Hang on a second here. I'm getting nagged by my phone.
Oh, phones never do that.
My phone is nagging me. I have an app on my phone,
and it's saying nag.
You know, it's a fitness app where I log my calories on there. Have you ever done anything like that? Count your calories?
Oh yes,
for a day.
I've tried everything.
So there's this app that I like. It's called MyFitnessPal. And it's great. You just put in what you're eating. It keeps track of the calories. Mm-hmm. It keeps track of carbohydrate. Keeps track of sodium. It lets you know what you have left for the day, so you can kind of pace yourself,
or not eat at all,
or completely ignore it, yeah. As I've done for the several days. Because I was out sick a couple of days this week. I had like a crazy fever for 2 days this week. I was out sick, so I wasn't filling out my calories, and I was just eating soup and laying around anyway. I wasn't, doing anything. But my phone keeps sending me messages. You have not sent in. You have not logged your calories for today. Would you like to do it now? It's being like kind of passive aggressive.
Right. So you're trying to do that, and it's still telling you have not logged in.
No, I haven't really.
Oh, you haven't done anything.
I'm trying to figure out if there's a way I can type in "mind your own damn business."
Well, you can delete the app.
No.
Then it won't nag
you
anymore.
No, I like the app. I just don't want to be nagged by... Don't we have enough places in the world where we're being nagged?
Yes.
Do we need to be nagged by our phones also? Come on.
All right. Is it beeping at you or ringing at you?
I don't know. Hang on a second. I put it someplace safe. Until the show.
Yeah.
I'm very busy doing the show right now. I've put it someplace safe for
priorities here. The show.
That's exactly right.
And
very, very, very special guest that we have next on the show, who you may know from the CBS hit TV show, Mike and Molly.
You got yourself a real keeper there, boy.
I know, Mom.
Don't lose interest in her like you did the piano lessons, karate, and that turtle you got tired of feeding.
So we love Rondi Reed. She's one of our favorites, not only from Mike and Molly, but theatergoers in the Chicago area know Rondi very well as one of the ensemble members from Steppenwolf. And we are always happy anytime that Rondi can join us on the program. How is my friend Rondi Reed this morning? Rondi, are you with us? Uh-oh. Wait a second. Did I just
nagging.
Put it on the phone? There we are.
Rondi, there we are.
Now we can hear you, Rondi. Good morning.
Okay.
Now you can hear us. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. How you do? You made me laugh talking about the app because, boy, it does nag at us no matter what, doesn't it?
Do you have one of those also where you...
Oh, I have various ones, and they're always sending me bitter messages about various things. So,
why do we do that to ourselves?
I don't know. It's the modern age, Dean. That's what it is.
It's the modern age. And when it works brilliantly. But like if you take a day or something off, suddenly...
Oh, forget it.
Suddenly you got your phone's like... All right, get off my back already.
Someone else to argue with.
Someone
right?
else to argue and nag you. Who needs that in the life? How's Rondi doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. We wrapped up our season of Mike and Molly in March, and which was great. Melissa's off to do movies. She's doing a movie in Atlanta, and then she's going to do that reboot of Ghostbusters in New York at the end of the summer. So everybody's kind of thrown to the winds, off doing stuff, and it's really exciting and fun. I just finished doing an episode of Scandal that aired the other night, so that was fun.
It's got to be so fun. And you're headed back to the Chicago area. Because you have been involved in this very, very, very important walk, the 11th annual Run and Walk to Remember for Gold Star families.
Yes, Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, that supports it. Yeah, it's for the families and of the officers killed or catastrophically injured in the line of duty. And Mike and Molly have proudly been supporters of it, as I have been personally. And I'm coming back Saturday, May 2nd is our date for that. So, it rolls around every time of the year, and I get to come back to Chicago, which is a great perk.
Yeah, and it's after the ice age is over. So
Don't say that, Dean. You don't know that.
Have I just jinxed it now? I think I may have jinxed it a little bit.
Well, you know, and I would go into work periodically, and people say, did you see that weather report from Chicago? I'm like, yes, I did. Aren't you glad you're here? And I'm like, yes, but I can't talk to anybody in Chicago about that.
Right. Right. It's too hard to gloat if you're out in California.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Something like that's going on. How did you get involved with this? I mean, I know Mike and Molly has been involved.
Well, it started basically because around the holidays, the first season of the show, you know, they started up with all these kind of gigantic gifts, which Hollywood is prone to do at times. And I started thinking, oh, what could I do? What could I do? And then I read the Tribune online every morning, and I saw the story of these two evidence technicians that were at the scene of a crime, and the guy who committed it came back and basically blew them away, and they were absolutely doing nothing. And I thought, I can't be going out and buying tchotchkes when there are, you know, our officers in the line of duty. And
right.
So that's how it started with me, and I made a donation, and I connected with John Gordon, who's head of the foundation, and then from there it just sort of snowballed. And we were able to come back and bring three or four of the cast members the second year that we were connected with it. But then we wrapped early, and everybody's been working and thrown to the wind. So, but I've been able to come back, which I'm really, really happy that I can support such a great cause in Chicago.
Yeah, it's so great that, you know, no matter what you're doing, it happens to fall at a good time for you. But
yeah,
that you're able to come back, and, you know, this has really become something special to you, because it's, you know, these are, you know, men and women who pay the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes.
So we can all try to walk around as safely as possible and live in a fairly safe.
Exactly.
World.
And, you know, the police departments are under a, you know, it's a volatile topic. You know, you can't deny that, what's going on all across the country. And I think, you know, to be aware that, you know, there are a few instances, and then there's everybody else that serves. And so, you know, I'm very aware of all the ramifications of it, and I choose to support the families and widows and widowers that were left behind by these circumstances.
That's really nice, really, really nice. And so nice that your cast members also support you with this. I mean, this is such a Chicago-centric cast that you have with you and Melissa and Billy and I mean so many others. Got a lot of Chicago going on out
well
there.
And the people that aren't from Chicago love Chicago. I mean, they, you know, they're like, oh, we love that city, it's great. We always have a lot of fans from Chicago that stop everybody in airports whenever we're in airports, and especially O'Hare. It seems to happen, which is great. I just, you know, I was at LAX and they were waving me through security last week. I was going up to Tahoe, and this girl said, are you on Mike and Molly? I said, yes. She said, can I hug you?
Aww.
I was like, oh, well, do you think my character's really misunderstood? And she just started laughing, and she said, no. She said, I just love it. It's an old-fashioned throwback kind of a sitcom that lets me forget my troubles, and that's kind of what everybody said. And they love the fact that it's set in Chicago. Too bad we can't come shoot in Chicago, but you know, a lot of other TV shows do, so that's great.
You never know. You know, it would be actually really fun. They should do like an episode or two. You know how some shows do.
Or else take us to Hawaii.
Wow, you threw us under the bus in no time at all.
I know. Chicago, Hawaii.
I can't say I blame you, to be honest with
you. Well, it's so funny because whenever they do snow and all this stuff, and then different people type and say, you know, you had somebody meeting on the northwest side, but that was the wrong street address.
Right.
And people watch that stuff, which is so fun. I love that.
Yeah, people do love that. How much do you miss being here all the time?
Oh, I miss it a lot. I definitely miss the seasons a great deal. I don't know that I missed like the last winter that you had.
Right, right.
Again,
we all get
but
that.
I do miss the seasons. I miss the people and the energy. Chicago's a fabulous city. I mean, every big city has its challenges and its, you know, they grapple with various things. But the energy and the people in Chicago is the best. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it in my mind.
I want to talk about a little bit of live theater with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to open up the phone line so some of your fans can say hello. 312-981-7200. Rondi Reed is on the phone line with us. She plays Billy Gardell's mom on Mike and Molly. And we'd love to hear from you this morning. 312-981-7200. Back in just a second, our Week in Theater segment, sponsored by our friends at Catch 35 Seafood and Premium Steaks. Revel in the abundance of seasonal flavors at Catch 35, your fresh fish and premium steak destination in downtown Chicago and also in Naperville. Catch 35's three-course prefix menu features your choice of super salad, one of six entrees, and any one of Catch 35's signature desserts, only $35. Delight in Alaskan halibut, Maryland softshell crab season going on right now at Catch 35. Softshell crabs are gently dipped in tempura batter and then flash fried, complemented with spicy wasabi vinaigrette, fresh from the crisp, cold ocean waters, pan-roasted, grilled, blackened, simply sautéed, or crispy tempura fried. The choices are truly endless. Catch 35 delivers fresh seafood and premium steaks at a great value. Savor their flavors of spring at Catch 35 for your next lunch or dinner. Elegant and comfortable for both business or casual dining. Visit catch35.com and reserve your table today. Catch 35. Say what you want to say. 1049, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Say what you want to say to Tony Award-winning Rondi Reed, who is on the phone line with us this morning. Rondi returns home next Saturday, May the 2nd. She will be part of the 11th annual Run Walk to Remember that honors and benefits Chicago police officers who have made the ultimate sacrifice. The walk will be the museum campus, Gold Star Family Memorial and Park, 1410 South Museum Campus, right on the lakefront, just east of Soldier Field. The deadline for early registration is this coming Wednesday, but you can also register online at cpdmemorial.org. Rondi, any chance that we're going to be seeing you on stage in Chicago anytime
soon? Well, I keep trying, yes. Steppenwolf and I are talking about trying to get something going, and my pal BJ Jones up at North Light, we're always talking about trying to get something else going. And so, you know, it's always in the mix. It just depends on my schedule, you know, spending 9 months out of the year out here with the TV show, and we're going into season six. So, you know, it's trying to juggle that schedule and everything else, but I'm definitely going to try because I miss it. I do miss it a lot.
How did you first get involved with Steppenwolf?
Oh, gosh, back in college. I think that was back in the Stone Age, Dean, I believe, checking the records.
I think I do see a sketch of John Malkovich in
the walls of the cave. Yeah,
right. It's him and let's see, who else? It's Laurie Metcalf, I believe.
Yeah.
A rendering of the two of them
etched
on a
cave painting, I think it was. I see Laurie out here all the time in L.A. It's so funny we talk about that. I was at Illinois State University in Bloomington Normal, and that's where the first powwow happened. And then I fell madly in love with my boyfriend and went off, and they moved into Chicago. And then after they'd been there, I think it was 4 years, we had been up in Minneapolis because he was at grad school, and then we moved down and joined the tribe in 1979-80.
Who was the tribe back then? Malkovich?
It was Malkovich, Laurie Metcalf, John Mahoney was in there, Joan Allen, Al Wilder. I mean, it was that first, you know, I want to say there were like seven or eight of them. And then once they moved into the city, they added myself and Fran Guinan and various people came in at different times at that point to expand.
Wasn't Gary Sinise was one of the originals?
Oh,
right?
Sure. He was there from the beginning, yeah. He always talks about, you know, that Jeff got him into West Side Story when they were in high school, and that's what saved his life. And so they went on.
I think we may have lost contact on the phone with Rondi. Let me see here. Do we start? Rondi, are you still there? No? Okay. Well, I think we did lose contact. We'll reconnect that here and get right back on the phone with her again. Rondi Reed is going to be part of this the walk, something that she's participated in for several years now, this walk that'll be right on the lakefront. 14th in the lakefront, basically, just east of Soldier Field at the Gold Star Families Memorial and Park. It will be next Saturday, May the 2nd, and it's a 5K run or walk. And you can register right now. You can early register until Wednesday, and then it'll be $35, and then after that they bump it up $10 if you register right on site. I believe you can also register online right now, which is www.cpdmemorial.org. cpdmemorial.org. So we were talking about you know, coming to Chicago and your history with you know, Steppenwolf here in Chicago. What's your take on what the Chicago theater scene is? Because, you know, I happen to agree with a lot of critics who write in newspapers around the world on how Chicago is the number one theater city in America.
I think that's very true. I mean, New York is so saturated commercially, and, you know, as somebody who's done a few shows on Broadway, I mean, there's fabulous things that happen, but also it's a different market, it's a different financial environment. Chicago still has the support, definitely the support of, you know, of audiences and financial support in Chicago to take chances and to do new works. And people always say, oh, you're from Chicago, oh, when I talk about theater. So they've just gone through a thing out here in L.A. With the 99-seat theaters, you know, and a whole issue with the union and all that jazz, which I won't get into. But Chicago remains the vital place as far as I'm concerned, and even all across the world. I mean, when we traveled to London, the National Theater with August Osage County, it was not dissimilar. I mean, there's a lot of good theater going on all over, but Chicago is really definitely a center of it, I think, and for improv as well.
Right.
I mean, that goes without saying. You know, the people that come out of Chicago, you will see them all across the board in projects. And so either it's the water or something right is happening.
I think it may be a little of both. The August Osage County, for which you won your Tony Award, I think is the perfect example of this. You know, Steppenwolf taking on this edgy little piece of drama that, you know, got rave reviews here, got rave reviews in New York, and a Tony Award for you. And Tracy, and, you know, it just...
Well, you know, and the thing to remember, though, Dean, is it started out as humble beginnings. I mean, it really did. That play was workshopped for over a year, and, you know, different cast versions, and Tracy was rewriting on it all the time. People seem to think, like with everything, that these plays just emerge full-blown and with everything finessed, you know, and that's just not the case. I mean, between Tracy and Anna Shapiro and the director and Martha and everybody over at Steppenwolf that supported it, it was not an easy birth, because it was actually a big sprawling, you know, they were talking to me about going to New York, and I go, it's not going to go to New York.
No way.
It's too long.
Right.
There's too many people in it. There's no stars. And I mean, I went through the whole thing, and then of course I was proven wrong. But, you know, you just never know. And there's so many terrific theater companies that generate work out of Chicago, and the writers that are supported in Chicago. And then all the, you know, Steppenwolf and the Goodman and the Court and, you know, Victory Gardens. And there's so many places there in Chicago that are really a wellspring of talent and hard work.
Yeah, well, here's hoping that you're back on stage here when your schedule allows.
Yeah, I hope.
In the meantime, thank goodness we get to enjoy your genius on Mike and Molly. So funny, so wonderful. And our friend Rondi, of course, at this great event that's going to be taking place this coming Saturday out on the lakefront, just east of Soldier Field at 14th Street, Gold Star Family Memorial and Park, the 11th Annual Run Walk to Remember Chicago Police Officers Who Made the Ultimate Sacrifice. You can get more info at cpdmemorial.org. It's next Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. And always nice to have Rondi Reed back in Chicago. Thank you so much, Rondi.
Thank you, Dean. And just as a note, it's supposed to be 70 degrees on Saturday, May 2nd.
As always, you bring sunshine into our lives in so many ways. Rondi Reed, thank you. Have a great Sunday, Rondi.
Thank you, Dean.